It is the second day of December 2008. Hard to believe this year is only 20-something days away from being over and into 2009, hurtling towards the fabled date of 2012. The health ranger, Mike Adams, joining us about GMO foods, the melamine poison in the milk. Government saying it's basically good for you now, and a lot more in this hour. And I promise open phones on any of the subjects. Mike can speak to them all for the callers that are patiently holding. We are live in this fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we've been doing the last 7-8 months. In the next few weeks, I'll be doing my show out of the new studio, and I'm going to probably be going live in the first or second hour. We're going to change it to earlier in the show and have a more produced special hour for everybody. We're simulcast TV of course, radio, always expanding what we're doing. I wanted to go over this story. Lawyers call for international court for the environment. A former chairman of the Bar Council is calling for an international court for the environment to punish states, that's countries, that fail to protect wildlife and prevent climate change. Well, the climate's always changing. Now that the Earth's cooling and the solar system's cooling because the sun's cooled down in its cycle, no longer is it global warming, now it's climate change. Pretty soon, I guess they'll say it's illegal to have winter or summer. That's the scam, and this covers up all the real environmental degradation, genetic engineering, and things that are happening that are true environmental crises. So that's what's going on with this. It says a former chairman of the bar calls for this. Stephen Hockman, QC, we're going to try to get him on the show, is proposing a body similar to the International Court of Justice in The Hague to be the supreme legal authority on issues regarding the environment. And I have a clip, I don't have a lot of time to play it today, with Barroso, one of the heads of the EU, saying global governance, and mainstream articles with banks we've covered saying you will pay your carbon taxes to the private banks. See, they're going to bankrupt the world with fiat system and derivatives they set up. When the derivatives still had value because of confidence still being in them in the Ponzi scheme, they bought real infrastructure. Now they're imploding the derivatives and imploding all the real markets so they can consolidate those. And then they're going to hit you with Enviro, climate cops, brainwashed Google climate cops, kids in the U.S., England being trained to tattle on their parents. It's in the New York Times. The first role of the new body would be to enforce international agreements on cutting greenhouse gas emissions set to be agreed next year. But the court would also fine countries or companies that fail to protect endangered species. They've caught all the fake environmentalists planting endangered species on people's property. They've been caught hundreds of times in the U.S. doing that. Or degrade the natural environment and enforce the right to a healthy environment. Now, remember, they're not concerned about melamine in the milk or poison in the food or mercury in the shots or genetic engineering spreading and killing the honeybees directly linked to the corn, this GMO. They're not worried about anything real. They co-opt all our concern, and as things get worse and worse in the environment, they'll bring in more and more control with red herrings like greenhouse gas and a flatulence tax on all farm animals, a fart tax, and you can't make this stuff up. But listen to this. It says the court will be made up of people that believe it's real. But the court would also fine countries or companies that fail to protect endangered species. Okay. The innovative idea is being presented to an audience. Oh, it's innovative. It's new. This is what they've been denouncing for decades. Politicians, scientists, and public figures for the first time at the symposium in Britain's British Library. Mr. Hockman, a deputy high court judge, said the threat of climate change means it is more important than ever for the law to protect the environment. They're also proposing making it illegal to deny climate change. Oh, yes. Climate deniers. Google that. They want to arrest you. The UN Climate Change Conference in Poznan, Poland, this month is set to begin negotiations that will lead to a new agreement to replace the Kyoto Protocol in Copenhagen next year. Developed countries are expected to commit to cutting emissions drastically while developed nations agree to halt deforestation. See, where we have controls on this, if it was bad, they will move to the third world, where they have no controls, and all the studies show will boost greenhouse gas. So even if you believe all this, it will only boost it. And then it goes on to say here in the article that they're going to set up the court. I'll read it when we get back. They're going to set up the court with people that believe all this is real and environmental zealots. So this is the new global religion being enforced. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
HealthRanger.org is his website. They have a family of powerful websites with some of the most cutting-edge, accurate information out there. Folks, I trust. He, of course, is Mike Adams, and he is with us for the balance of the hour. At the bottom of the hour, I will open the phones on any subject. He can speak to them all with our guests, the Health Ranger. Appreciate folks holding there. I promised to finish up on this, so I'm going to do this now. The story out of the Telegraph. I'm trying to find the part where it says that the court will be made up of people that believe global warming, climate change is real. Now, again, this covers up for all the real environmental problems. Gordon Brown, the prime minister, has agreed the concept of the international court will be taken into account when considering how to make these international agreements on climate change binding. The court is also backing a number of members of parliament, climate change experts, and public figures, including the actress Judy Deitch. This is Mr. Hockman said the international court will be needed to enforce and regulate any agreement. So through the WTO and others, they're going to do this, and they're going to force Codex Alimentarius to restrict true health food, organic, all of it. We're going to talk about that with the Health Ranger here in a moment. The time is right to set this up and get it going, he said. Its remit will be overall climate change and the need for better regulation of carbon emissions, but at the same time, implementation and enforcement of international environmental agreements and instruments, as well as providing resolution between states. The court will also be useful for multinational businesses ensuring environmental laws and kept in every country. See, private banks just announcing, and that's who's going to run this, oh, we're just the authority, and we control the governments. The court will include a convention on the right to be healthy environment and provide a higher body of individuals or non-governmental organizations to protest against an environmental injustice. So they're going to have little fake attack dogs paid for by them that they put up on the news as the people. They just say it right here. Mr. Hockman said the court will be able to fine businesses or states, but its main role will be making declaratory rulings. They're God. That influence and embarrass countries into upholding the law. He said, of course, regulators and sanctions alone cannot deliver a global solutions to problems of climate change. But without such components, the initiative for individual countries to address the problems and achieve solutions are politically achievable within our jurisdictions will be much reduced. The court will be led by retired judges, climate change experts, and public figures. Hollywood and all this. This is such unbelievable. It will include a scientific body to consider evidence and provide access to any data on the environment. Okay, that's it. I want to go to the health ranger. Just on this subject, I think I know your views. I've read a lot of your reportage. Your whole view on climate change versus the genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping, and do you agree this is being used as an overall cover by the very international organizations that are hurting the environment?
Yeah, absolutely, Alex, and thanks for having me back on your show, by the way. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, we have real environmental issues, dead zones in the ocean, depleted soils, issues like that, but always, always, big government tries to grab power, and they will use whatever issue is on the minds of the people to do it, and now it's climate change. And it's like you said before the break, what are they going to do, make winter illegal now or summer illegal? I mean, it's insane.
And they openly say, we'll pay our taxes to them. So much is going on right now, and I wanted to spend a few minutes on this, not too much, but just to give people a heads up that want to listen. People are impersonating you. They're impersonating Stubblebine and Dr. Labo. They're impersonating myself. They're editing our radio shows and interviews together to make it sound like we're saying crazy things. They are, you know, you guys put a story out yesterday about some of the things you're going through. So just as a just a heads up to the people, briefly, tell folks some of what's going on.
Well, I just want to say, you know, look, probably 99% of the people out there support what we do, Alex. I mean, you and I are, we've been described by many as just champions for the people, and I don't say that with ego. I just mean that we stand for the people. We stand against the overzealous empire or the corporations that want to exploit the people. So we stand for giving power back to the American people. Who would be against that? No sane person would be against that. It's only either insane individuals or hired individuals who are against us. And, you know, they get paid to run around the internet and say lots of crazy things. But forget that. Let's stay focused on what we can do to empower the 99% that are listening that want to know new information.
Absolutely. Let's get into melamine. Tell folks, you've got all these doctors and scientists on your board and that write for you that you consult with. But it's not debated. I mean, melamine's killed thousands in China, injured hundreds of thousands. It's killed people all over the world. Why are they adding it to food products and milk? AP reported 90% of the formula in the U.S. has it. I mean, over and over again. This is, and then suddenly, for decades, they've said it's deadly. Now they say, we're not taking it out and it's not bad for you. What is going on?
Yeah, this issue, Alex, really exemplifies the FDA's betrayal of the American people. And here's why. And by the way, I've got breaking news to announce on your show about this issue here. But it's a betrayal because melamine is an industrial poison. It mimics protein in a chemical test. So they use it to stack their milk proteins in China with this cheap industrial chemical to make it look like milk protein, even though it's not. They cut it with this agent, you know, because it's cheaper to do so. So then it winds up in all kinds of milk products in the United States now. And this is what the AP took a look at. You see, the FDA took infant formula products off the shelf and tested them for melamine. But it hid the results. It refused to release them to the public. I mean, what kind of FDA is that? The AP had to file a Freedom of Information Act request with the FDA just to get them to release their results. When the results were made public, it turned out that up to 90% of the infant formula in the United States was contaminated with trace levels of melamine that could not be explained by normal manufacturing processes or plastic packaging. They were way above that level. That normal level might be 0.15 parts per million, but some of these products were testing as high as 247 parts per billion instead of 15 parts per billion. So it was like 16 times higher than what could be explained by the equipment. Well, pretty big deal, right? So the FDA immediately jumps out and says, let's declare it to be safe. So they declared one part per million to be a safe level of melamine, even though their own website said in October that there was essentially no safe level of melamine, and they've never done any tests. So
and they've given them a huge, huge ceiling now, one part per million. That is just ultra massive. This reminds me of the 40s at the end of the World War II. Fluoride in Tennessee at the nuke plants and at the aluminum plants was leaking in, killing streams, injuring people. And so they just said, we'll just say it's nutritious and put it in the water. Maybe the next thing they'll do is just say, like they want to put statins in the water supply, CNBC reported, you know, to make everybody take them because they're so good for you, even though it attacks your liver. Maybe they'll just say, hey, we're going to make you eat melamine. It's good for you.
Well, it's like fluoride. You know, fluoride being a byproduct of the fertilizer industry, or you can get synthetic fluoride by scraping off the smokestack scrubbers from coal plants. And, you know, this fluoride would have to be disposed of as a toxic chemical if it wasn't dripped into the municipal water supply.
So what is the FDA is not worried about being totally discredited after 50 years of saying this stuff's deadly poison and attacks the organs and really, and I've seen the studies, babies, what, are five times, more receptive to this, so it really hurts them. Same thing with the chemicals in the plastics. And now they're saying those are okay, but everybody else is banning it.
Well, let me be really blunt. The FDA, in my opinion, Alex, is a criminal organization. It is running a dangerous racket. It's more dangerous than any terrorist group in the world. And its decisions have killed, indirectly and directly, more Americans than any war in the history of our nation, including the Vietnam War. There's no comparison. The FDA is a deadly, dangerous, corrupt, out-of-control organization. We need to be arresting those people. We don't need to have task force investigations. We need to march in there and arrest those top decision makers and throw them in prison.
Let's go back to 2002, ABC News. We had Congressman Dan Burton on and others before this even came out, in the news when he went and seized all their documents, and then he got shut down by the White House afterwards. And there was the minutes of the heads of the Food and Drug Administration, another group, saying millions have been brain damaged by the mercury. I'm not going to give it to my grandchildren, the quote, but we've got to keep this secret from the public. And then they kept it in there. I mean, this is cold-blooded.
It absolutely is. I mean, their own scientists are revolting against them. I want to be very clear to distinguish between the FDA leadership versus the scientists. The leadership, they're politicians. They're selected and appointed to those positions, and they're the corrupt ones. The scientists are the honest people.
What happened earlier last year? Was it, 90-something percent? It was thousands of EPA scientists wrote a letter and a petition with all their findings saying, take fluoride out of water. So exactly. Yeah. It's incredible.
But the bureaucrats just ignore the science. They make this stuff up. They just pull it out of a hat. I mean, literally, they just make up, one part per million is now suddenly safe with no new science. But here's the breaking news, Alex. We went out and started purchasing various products to send them to a lab to have them tested for melamine. So we called about 10 different labs. Guess what we found out? After the FDA's decision of one part per million, almost every lab we called refused to test for melamine under one part per million.
So this is massive corruption.
Absolutely. The FDA is even controlling the labs.
And why? Because most lab testing is done by the government, and they can withhold those contracts. That is called racketeering.
It is racketeering, absolutely. We only found one lab that would take our money and test the products for levels under one part per million. One lab. And we are testing products right now.
God, no wonder you're being attacked. You know you're under surveillance, Mike.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. They do not want us to publicize the results that we're about to discover. Because it's going to be big brand names. You know, it's going to be more than just infant formula.
Well, absolutely. If 90% of the infant formula, FDA's own test has it, and they covered it up. Well, I mean, I've been looking at the recall list. There's a new one every few months, but they never add the old list. It's basically everything already. I mean, look at China. They're dropping dead everywhere. And here they'll drop dead, and that's just the way it is. Oh, it's good for you. Die. It's good. Dying is good.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 2nd, 2008. Gold, $779.90. 90-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $803.66, $401.83 for half, $291 for quarter. That's $803.66, $401.83, and $291. Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every problem our nation is facing can be traced back to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Order of Skull and Bones, which President Bush is a member? The Council on Foreign Relations is a Marxist organization that gained control of our State Department at the invitation of President Roosevelt during the 1930s. They've had 70 years to radicalize our nation, preparing it for the New World Order. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
I don't want the shackles. No shackles on me. We're talking to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthranger.org. All right, Mike. During the break, we were talking on prisonplanet.tv for the radio folks, and we were getting into, they're saying menstruation is bad. You're not supposed to, women, that's unnatural. So they give them pills that destroy that. And I've got new news reports about procedures that sterilize the women, and I think it says 3 minutes. They are saying everything's abnormal. Around half the births now are cesarean. They're saying it's abnormal to have a child the other way. They're encouraging women to be sterilized. They're advertising it in all the girls' magazines. And now they're telling us melamine's good for you. Let's get into the chemicals and the plastic sterilizing the people. I mean, this is happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a chemical attack, really, on Western civilization. It's not just Americans. It's Canadians. It's everyone who eats Westernized food, who takes Western medicines, who is exposed to the toxic chemicals in personal care products. Even dentistry is a highly, highly toxic industry. I mean, they're still putting mercury in people's mouths and defending it. It's unbelievable. So this is a chemical attack. You know, a lot of people in this country, we talk about being worried about terrorism, and we should be, but what about domestic terrorism from the regulatory agencies who keep legalizing the poisons? I mean, the FDA declared bisphenol A to be safe, too. That's the
and the German government, the British government, the Dutch, the Japanese, decades ago were trying to remove it. People knew to not give it to their babies. Explain this to people. Explain it to them.
Well, it's an endocrine disruptor, and so it's potent as a toxic element in very low concentrations. We're talking parts per billion. It doesn't even have to hit 50 parts per billion to be toxic. And it's found in infant baby bottles. And Canada has announced that they're going to ban it in infant baby bottles. Almost the very next day, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said, we're not going to ban it. In fact, we're going to declare it to be so safe that you can use it in baby products and you can consume essentially unlimited quantities of it. I mean, as I've said on the website, there's almost no corporate-sponsored chemical that the FDA doesn't like. You know, melamine, bisphenol A, fluoride, you name it.
And I want to be clear.
Toxic. Yeah.
Most cans are lined with it now. When you go to a Chinese food restaurant, it's that cheap styrofoam that the stuff sinks into massive quantities. The drinks, your children, little packages they drink from, lined with it. It's used in almost everything, and it just so happens to sterilize people. Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, that's right. It disrupts normal reproductive patterns. It creates infertility, which is a hugely profitable industry, and it's about to get even more profitable because infertility is on the rise. I mean, we're talking a transgenerational effect of DNA mutation and chemical toxicity. This is the big story that almost no one's talking about except you and me and Dr. Libo and a few others, is that the human race here, at least the Western civilization part of it, is facing a massive die-off or a massive inability to reproduce in one to two more generations because this toxicity accumulates, and it's literally passed from one generation to the next. We're looking at a really genocide. That's what it is.
Well, the UN says in all those documents, 80% population reduction, and we've got 80% infertility already. And it is just, and again, the Amish and others, right in the middle of us, they're having none of these problems. No autistic. Hardly any.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm glad you mentioned that. It's a good point that individuals who are empowered by listening to your show and visiting naturalnews.com, that's my main website, those individuals have the ability, Alex, to resist these chemicals. Protect your children from vaccines. Don't feed your children these toxic foods. Don't expose yourself to these chemicals. And you can be safe. You can have a genetic future.
But you have to make a major change. The mercury alone attacks your DNA per generation. Just Google that. Mainstream government documents admit it. I'm on the verge of moving to the country and literally, you know, other than coming into the radio show, it may not cut back on a lot of work I'm doing. But my kids come first. It's a balancing act. To literally almost go like Mennonite and only totally certified real organic because my kids are worth it, my wife's worth it, but I have to get out of the city and away from this evil culture to do it. I mean, how do you get yourself totally out of it? Because I'm trying, man, and I'm having trouble.
It's very difficult, especially now. You can't trust the food. I mean, the breaking news yesterday was that melamine was found in the soy meal that was being fed to organic chickens. So 147 organic chicken farms in France were found to be feeding their chickens contaminated soy meal that was imported from China. Well, the U.S. imports the same soy meal. So guess where it's all ending up? In the food supply.
Well, they've got a deal with China. They've moved most of the industry. What I forget, it's a majority of the drugs are now made there, both prescription and over-the-counter. The mass ingredients for food preparation is made in China, then shipped over here. The toys, it's all by design. Stay there, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Folks, we're not kidding. Thousands of studies, the GMO corn, rice, all of it, all accidentally has been genetically modified where it sterilizes or reduces the birth rate in women. It attacks the sperm. There was 2 studies this week. Mike, let's get into that.
All right. Well, there's let me plug a book. It's not written by me, but it's on the topic here. Genetic Roulette. By Jeffrey Smith.
Well, let me
book.
Plug it. I sell the sucker at Infowars.com. Let me plug it. And
okay,
hopefully we'll get
go.
Some money in and be able to expand what we're doing and reach more people. I'm not ashamed. We need money. People need to go to your website and buy your products. We need money to fight back against these people. Go ahead.
Well, Genetic Roulette's the perfect title because it really describes what's going on here. When you eat genetically modified organisms or plants or foods made from them, then you are playing roulette with your own health and with the health of your future children.
Because, and by the way, the book is like a textbook full of all the government documents and studies, but with pictures and diagrams. It's a masterpiece. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the best. And, you know, there's a movie out there called Seeds of Deception.
We sell it as well.
The GMO Trilogy and Seeds of Deception, all that. So those are great resources for being educated about. The bottom line, though, is that, yeah, these have been engineered by scientists. They say to produce greater yields. There are all kinds of problems with that. But mostly it's resistance to these pesticides and herbicides. And the way they resist these pesticides and herbicides is in some molecular way, they internalize them so that they're not processed. So you actually, when you eat genetically modified food, you end up ingesting unprocessed or non-broken down pesticides and herbicide chemicals that are then released in your digestive tract.
Yes.
So you are poisoning yourself with the same chemicals that are designed to kill life in the farmer's field.
And that's what the German study shows with a particular type of corn when it's pollinating. The bees eat it. Bye-bye, bee.
Oh, yeah. Well, talk about the bees. We're looking at a devastating collapse of the honeybee population. I know you've covered the topic before, but people tend to dismiss that issue, Alex. They don't realize that one out of every three bites of the food on their plate comes from honeybee-pollinated crops. You know, without the honeybees, you're in a massive starvation scenario in one season. And the honeybees are being destroyed, many think, in part by genetically modified crops.
Well, notice where they're dying. It's everywhere where GMO crops are being grown. They even have maps, as you know, showing it's all around growth belts where GMO is being grown.
Yeah, you know, ultimately, this comes down to just an amazing example of human arrogance and stupidity. For these scientists to think that they're smarter than nature.
They're eugenicists.
They're just going to dominate nature.
Mike.
It's so foolish and it's self-destructive.
Mike, I keep interrupting because everything you're saying is so true. But on this point, remember Dr. Eric Bianca that said he wants 90% of us to die? He can't wait for Ebola to mutate and it's going to be great. And he gets standing ovations, the UT scientist, biologist.
I
tracked his graduate students. I tracked them. You know where most of them are working? GMO food, and they openly say they want all humans sterilized and dead. So, this isn't an accident, Mike. This is their religion is killing us. They say we're a parasite that all of us need to be killed.
Well, that's a perfect example of the kind of insanity that we're both observing out there. I mean, sometimes, even for me, sometimes it's hard to believe that a human being could be so evil. But you're right. When you look at the evidence, that's the only conclusion you can come to. And the people who haven't reached that conclusion yet have not seen the evidence or refuse to embrace it, refuse to recognize it. There's a lot of denial out there on health and GMOs.
Yeah, I'm not going to live in denial anymore, myself included. But I was interrupting. Keep getting into what's happening. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the wrap-up right there. We could go into lots of details, but the bottom line is that genetically modified organisms can be quite poisonous. They're breeding infertility in people who consume them. And get this, the FDA, our old friends at the FDA, they would prefer that consumers don't know which products have genetically modified organisms in them and which ones don't.
That's right. They passed laws to... What, 75% of the food product can be GMO, and they can still certify it as organic?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The FDA doesn't want the consumer to know anything. They don't want foods to be labeled when they're irradiated, and that's a whole big issue that's going to come up next year.
What about these bacteria-eating viruses they're basting the lunch meats in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the virus treatments. Well, just another kooky example of weird Frankenstein science being applied to the food supply. I mean, what else are they going to come up with? They treat the almonds with chemicals. They fumigate the almonds, and then they sell them as raw. They pasteurize them, and they sell them as raw. I mean, the labeling is completely out of control. This is why I say, Alex, the FDA has literally become an enemy of the people. It's out of control. It's like the Fed applied to healthcare. You know, the Fed is out of control with the money supply. The FDA is out of control with healthcare.
Well, that's what's wrong with socialized healthcare. Not just that it would always be bankrupt and folks would always steal the money in government. That always happens. But they want global socialized healthcare so they can force all of their eugenics on us. You know, that's the whole point, folks. The government's evil. We don't want what they have. They're bad.
Well, that's right. And one of the proposals under the Obama healthcare plan is to force people to buy into the health insurance plans and criminalize those who refuse to buy it.
That's right.
For example, I don't buy health insurance. Why would I want to go to a doctor? I have no need to go to a doctor because of my lifestyle. You know, unless I fall down or something and get injured somewhere, then, you know, I'll pay for that out of pocket. But I don't need to buy health insurance. And healthy Americans are opting out of the system right now and saving a fortune. Why should they be criminalized for taking care of their health and choosing not to waste money on unnecessary insurance?
Oh, it's total control. We are in. I mean, they are really moving. And they've got cancer cures, folks. They give them to people like Armstrong and others to be their little pets. And so sick.
Oh, yeah.
So sick what they're doing. You're on for 2 hours next Thursday, my friend. You've agreed to do that from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And I want to get into some calls from Steve, Jason, Tom, Jake, Matt. They'll be all over the map, but that's fine. But I wanted to play this clip. I think this is the right clip that John had ever played it a few days ago. This is about a quick procedure to get sterilized. And in all the magazines for 15, 16-year-old girls, I mean all of them, on the newsstands, it's get sterilized. This beautiful girl, she's trendy. And the girls are like, Mommy, sterilize me. And the HPV shots and all the rest of it. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Oh, it's not the right clip? Oh, it's a contaminated baby formula clip. No, I sent you one. I bet Kirk can send it. It was something like get sterilized in 30 seconds or something, I think is the name of it. And it's a news program, which is actually a PR paid-for piece that was on the news going, it's so wonderful, I'm sterilized. Oh, my God. I love it. It's so good. What are some of the other things you're working on? I mean, HPV, we knew in the trials that it killed a bunch of people. Now it's widespread. People are dying or having autoimmune problems. And now they're saying they want to shoot boys up with it. And then they admit the vaccine doesn't even protect you from that type of virus.
Yeah, I sometimes think I have to give these experts a little remedial anatomy lesson, you know, because it's supposed to protect against cervical cancer, and boys don't have a cervix. You got to remind these folks what they're dealing with here.
Al-Qaeda.
You got your soundbite up there?
No, I don't. I was saying you're with Al-Qaeda saying that boys don't have a cervix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anybody who has questions? Go ahead.
Stephen Sundoff, he's the director of the Food and Drug Administration, Food Safety and Applied Nutrition Department. Here's what he said about melamine on Friday. He said, quote, I don't know the reason it's appearing in some products and not others. I really don't want to speculate on why it is. Because the real answer is that we don't know at this point. That's the FDA's authority for you right there. They don't know, but they say it's safe.
And now there's a widespread program on record, fleshed out a bit more, because I want to do our own story on it and link whatever you guys put out. Specifically, you're trying to go to all these labs. How many labs did you contact to test other products, not just baby formula, and specifically, what types of products are they? And then you're saying all these labs are saying, no, 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 we're not going to test that for you.
I don't want to reveal yet what types of products they are because I don't want to be preempted by any of these companies.
I understand.
But we called 10 different labs. Only one agreed to test at levels below one part per million. And they said they would test at levels as low as 20 parts per billion. The other said they won't do the test because the FDA standard is now one part per million. But these are products that are made by big companies, and they contain milk protein. So that's what we're searching for. And we're going to tell the truth about what we find. You know, we're going to post the lab results ourselves. I'm not going to be timid about it. The public deserves to know. I mean, gee, somebody's got to do actual journalism in this country, you know, Alex?
Absolutely.
I mean, the AP did a good job. You know, I congratulate them for filing the Freedom of Information Act request. Good job on the AP's part. They don't always do a good job, but they did it in that case. But we got to follow up on this and test more products. I mean, the FDA, we're doing the FDA's job.
Well, you know, under the Patriot Act, they made it law that any private investigators trying to investigate chemical plants dumping poison, that's national security and that's terrorism. And they actually put out an arrest warrant for Greg Palast of ABC News and the BBC for videotaping a FEMA camp in Mississippi. I mean, this is now it's terrorism if you talk about the poison in the food.
Well, the USDA has made it illegal for cattle farmers to test their own cows for mad cow disease. Don't forget about that fact, too.
In fact, there was a big premium prime beef company, in Missouri, who got shut down because they were doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how insane has it become, really, when companies trying to test for problems, trying to increase food safety, are branded criminals and put out of business?
Well,
I mean, it's insane.
We now have tens of thousands a year in the U.S. and other Western nations getting the early onset of Alzheimer's when they're 25, 30.
Yeah. This is, in part, I believe, caused by vaccines. And, in fact, there was an excellent article written by Byron Richards, another health freedom champion. We published it on naturalnews.com a couple of weeks ago. He talked about the chemicals in vaccines having a purposeful inflammatory effect in order to incite an immune system response to the weakened genetic material in the vaccine. And these inflammation chemicals may be contributing very strongly to Alzheimer's.
Well, they've conclusively proven that many brain disorders like Parkinson's is due to now environmental outside sources triggering chronic inflammation or chronic allergic response in the brain.
That's right. We've got C-reactive proteins, another indicator of inflammation in the cardio system. Basically, inflammation is bad for you, and vaccines promote inflammation.
Well, I mean, here's an example. GMO foods, as you know, are doing this as well. My grandmother never had allergies in her whole life. My mother never had them. I never had them. Now everybody basically has them, and it's the GMO food. Any of it, you get an allergic response to it, and then any amount of it, it then triggers an autoimmune spike to where then you start having problems with everything that's in the natural world.
Yeah, that's right. The hypersensitivity caused by these chemicals is very real. A lot of people suffer from it. They go to their doctor, and unfortunately, they just get treated with medication rather than, you know, undergoing any honest assessment of the source of their problems.
Here's the sterilization clip. This is a little PR piece that was put on news about how wonderful it is to get sterilized.
Alana Fix is 34 years old, and she'll never have a period again.
The pregnancies were wonderful. Our lives are wonderful, so we are complete.
Her family of four complete, Alana decided to stop her heavy periods.
My first 3 days were very heavy, and then I would like spot for 7 days, which would get really old.
Good morning.
Dr. Dennis Eisenberg, an OBGYN, recommended a newer method of endometrial ablation.
This is just a new technique that makes it much simple, much easier on the patient and the doctor.
This is for women who don't want any or any more children. Performed in a doctor's office in 90 seconds, cells on the lining of the uterus are burned. 75% of patients never menstruate again. The others have light spotting once a month.
They'll still maintain their same hormonal fluctuations, but they just won't bleed with their cycles.
Once I took some medicine, went to bed, woke up in the morning, and if I had a job, I could have gone to work the next day.
That time of the month behind her, Alana can now focus fully on her two little girls. Meredith Land, NBC News.
Okay, now, I've seen studies showing that the menstrual cycle is the reason women on average live about 6 years longer in every culture than men, because it allows them to detoxify. Also, I've seen studies years ago that women that have had similar procedures, then all the toxins build up. It's still being delivered by the blood supply in there to be offloaded if the woman hasn't been made pregnant, hasn't been impregnated. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, the procedure described in that audio clip, I mean, it's just sick, Alex. It's sick. It's criminal, in my opinion. Maiming women is scarring them for life internally, physically. I mean, you're right. The menstruation is a normal part of being a female human being. It's a necessary part of being healthy. The blood needs to flow for lots of different reasons.
Well, the studies out there show that women who have abortions have massive increases in cancer because it messes with hormones. And she's probably, I've seen the studies on this, having all the spotting and problems because of all the hormones in the food she's eating.
But you know what's so disturbing about that clip is the willingness of that woman to go along with this procedure and to praise it. It's just like the people who love to be microchipped. You know, how stupid can you be, people, to let these mad scientists do this stuff to you and then be happy that you were just maimed for life? That's the most disturbing part about it.
I agree. Let's jam in a phone call or two, and then we'll continue taking phone calls. Is Steve in Chicago still there? Steve in Chicago, thanks for holding her on the air.
I hate to change the subject, Alex, but you were talking about our governor as a gun grabber.
keep in mind one thing. Who's spurring this on and instigating is Alderwoman Sandy Jackson, the daughter-in-law of Jesse Jackson, or the wife of Congressman Jackson. She's the one that's instigating this whole thing. Secondly, keep in mind that the Jacksons, Jr., are the godparents of the Obama daughters.
I know that he's going to be the new senator, isn't he? I mean, it's, people have all got their loan issues. Hey, man, I just reported they're doing gun confiscation with the Army in Illinois. And then it gets turned into I'm covering up the Jacksons. I don't even know anything about that specifically. But
anytime you say something that's true, that is blunt, Alex, you know, you're going to invoke a lot of different reactions. And the only way to avoid doing that is to say nothing. And that's what the mainstream media does.
Yeah, they just milquetoast garbage. It's incredible. All right, we'll be right back in the final segment with the Health Ranger. Be sure and check out his website, healthranger.org. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
COINTELPRO does, if you read the Army manuals, the FBI manuals, they try to get us into controversies to argue about things that don't matter or side issues instead of getting the word out and reaching out to people and affecting change. That's what they want. And that's why I don't spend time in these diversions and distractions. You know, our guest is Mike Adams, and I hope you'll check out healthranger.org and some of the other websites that he is affiliated with. Just a great guy, books and videos and materials and audios, most of it free up there on the site. And some of the books and videos he mentioned that he hasn't produced and put out, we sell at InfoWars.com on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. So I hope you get Genetic Roulette and Siege of Destruction, the books and videos, because your life depends on it. And it's very important information. That's why we have them heavily discounted on the website. You know what? I'm not going to take any more calls because we're just out of time, and I'll be back live tomorrow. But in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, Mike, you've got the floor. Tell us about what you guys are up to, how folks can get involved. Millions of people visiting your sites, exponentially growing, and how people can protect themselves and their families.
Well, thanks for that opportunity, Alex. Our main site is naturalnews.com. If you go there, you can sign up for the free email newsletter. We post the breaking news several times a day, and we have a very people-powered or people-empowered point of view on this. We are, you know, we stand for freedom, and we're against what the FDA is doing to America. We're against the exploitation of people by big companies, by big pharma. We're against genetically modified organisms. You know, we stand for truth and honesty and healing in medicine. And the big issue that's coming up next year, I think, is going to be what I call gunpoint medicine, Alex. And that's where they're going to start criminalizing people who say no to vaccines. They've already done it in some states, Maryland, for example. It's going to spread. And we're going to see people being arrested and having their children taken away from them because they are attempting to protect their children from these dangerous vaccines. And we got to fight that, folks. We got to stand up and demand real health freedoms, Ron Paul style. That's the only way we're going to get through.
Well, I mean, in Maryland, I had the state attorney on, and he laughed and said, I don't give my children shots. And I said, it's not the law. You kick them out for being truant and then trigger those criminal charges. And he laughed at me on air. The arrogance, and they had police dogs out, 1,500 kids and their parents crying, saying, I don't want the shots being shot up, and there's no law. I mean,
yeah, they line them up like cattle. It's literally a rounding up of human beings for the purposes of invading their bodies with dangerous chemicals that make money for big pharma and create future profits because of the way they harm these children. You got to realize they're not just making money on the shot. They're making money on all the side effects and problems that are caused by the shot.
Absolutely. And the compartmentalized doctors, they're not research physicians. They don't know. And they're like, how dare you attack me? But more and more, they're finding out what's going on. It's like the head dentist, government official, I forget his name, I've had him on in Canada, who 20 years ago got him fluoridated. Then he found out it wasn't calcium fluoride. It was deadly sodium fluoride. And under that name, all these other chemicals from toxic waste. And he said, let's get it out. I didn't know this.
It's all a deception game out there in conventional medicine. Be informed, folks. Empower yourself. Save yourself. Save your family.
It's all about the switch. We'll talk to you next Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central, with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Fire out some of the other sites, Mike.
Naturalnews.com. That's the main site. And we'll have articles there every day.
All right. You're doing a super job. Look forward to the whole melamine baby formula. I know we're radical. Mommy should just give their babies milk, not out of a factory. Appreciate you, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
God bless you all. Get those videos at InfoWars.com. Get the book at InfoWars.com. Learn what's in your food. Rebroadcast starts now with all the big important guests we had on today and key info. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.